Well, Gaia, you just had an experience of Terea meditation live online. And while you've shared in a lot of detail about your experience, I wonder if you'd take a few minutes right now to share it for share with me, but in order to share with a wider audience what this was like for you.
It was incredible. It was there were so many different dimensions and levels to the experience, from being grounded really into my body to taking the time to realize, wow, I hold my breath a lot, to, realizing that, I actually, you had asked me, have I ever done a 20-minute silent meditation? I'm like, no. And then I realized, no, actually I do on a regular basis, but in a very different way. And I realized for me, I went on this beautiful journey of exploring the vastness and the stillness and the quietness of the void, which has been something that I have avoided for a long time for lots of different reasons of fear and all sorts of things. And being able to sit in that space and test that waters and to have this quiet, for me as a channeler and a empath and, a magical being that I am, the universe is always talking to me. Everything's always talking to me. She's talking to me, everything. So I'm all in this creation energy and I don't get into the stillness. Very, 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 very often at all. And that stillness is the download that I got in that moment, just for the quick moment, was that without that stillness, I'm burning candles at both ends fundamentally, that my spirit needs to be replenished, my emotions need to be replenished, my body needs to be replenished, my brain needs to have a nap, and my essence needs to nap. And when I'm sleeping in state, that's not getting there. And so being in that, being able to go to that void place, was really amazing and powerful. And
and you were still conscious. You were not sleeping when you say
I was completely, I was completely awake. There was no part of me that actually was asleep at all.
So that's very different.
Oh, and you
can go that deeply and still be conscious. I mean, that really is the energy and the essence of the state of Terea.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend it to everybody. I do. I'm like, if you just take that, before we did our call, before we did our meditation, I was tired. Like, I actually was quite tired, and I've had a very busy week and feeling very frantic energy. And I'm like, woo, I feel so refreshed.
Yeah.
What kind of adventures am I going to go on the rest of the day?
And that's it. That's why I do it in the middle of the day. Well, depending on people's time zones, is because, not because, oh gosh, I can't take time off from the middle of my day, it's my work day, but so that you can go back into your day and feel energized and rekindled, really rekindled, so that you can do whatever it is that you're needing to do.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome. This is my second time of doing this today, because I had my regular Terea meditation live online session this morning, and I'm aware that I'm about to go with be with a client in a few minutes. I'm so ready and available. Yeah. Thank you, Gaia, for being here and for just your beautiful nature of receiving.
Thank you. And thank you for the reminder. Receive, receive, receive.
Indeed.
Thank you very much, Lori. You're awesome. And everybody, you need to come take this. It needs to be life-changing. Time to just take a pause.
Yeah. Take a pause that does more than just refresh.
Yes.
A pause that inspires.
Inspires and restores.